Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, at a loss for words. Our text, Amos, the 8th chapter, the 4th through the 12th verses. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sown the price of Jacob. Surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who lives in it, and all of it rise like the Nile and be tossed about and sink again? On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on all loins and baldness on every head. I will make it like the morning of an only son and the end of it like a bitter day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or a thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. Boy, I got to tell you, this is a text. The reason I read it all is because first there's the problem and then there are the consequences. And the problem is that people are not obeying God, not paying attention to God. And the consequences, I'm going to make it so you don't hear the word of the Lord. You can wander all everywhere, but you will not be able to find the word of the Lord. With all the rhetoric that was swirling around this past presidential campaign, and I know it's actually kind of hard for me to even talk about it, but I have to because I want to remind you of one thing you didn't hear much about. And you heard a lot. Nobody really talked much about the poor. While much was said about bolstering the country's middle class, about jobs, about getting the economy back on track, no one really mentioned that segment of the population that always feels the brunt of hard times. In Roxbury, where I work, we do work with a lot of poor people. Poverty affects our community at a disproportionately higher rate than most other communities. And just for the record, our folks didn't just start falling into poverty. We've been drowning in a sea of low-wage jobs for more than 40 years. The difference today is it's not just affecting us. Poverty is rising to crisis proportions all over the place. The nation's poverty rate is poised to rise to its highest level since President Johnson's war against it more than 50 years ago. But still, poverty is not in the public discourse, not by Republicans, barely by Democrats. It's as if one party doesn't care and the other doesn't know what to do. If ever we needed to talk about helping the poor, I think the time is now. But the words to address poverty no longer seem to be words that we use. They no longer seem to matter. There is a word from the Lord, however, a reminder that poor people matter to God. All you got to do is look in the Bible. God commands his people to take care of the poor. Anyone who takes God's word seriously knows that we are specifically called to help the poor. Psalm 140:12, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Luke 6:20, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom in heaven. So I'm not putting this up as a political problem. I'm putting it up as a human problem. If ever there was an example of the Word of God being at odds with the words of a nation or a people, it's on the issue of poverty. Because we seem to focus on everything except that which God wants us focused on. And that is the message of the prophet Amos, who warns us, "Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land. Surely I will not forget any of your deeds." Now, let me just tell you that preachers don't spend that much time talking about the prophet Amos. He's a minor prophet in the crowd of those shorter books of the Old Testament. He doesn't have the poetry of Isaiah, nor does he have the emotion of Jeremiah. As a matter of fact, if I had one word to describe Amos, it's mad. Amos had a unique perspective on poverty. You see, Amos was not born in the king's court like a lot of the prophets were, nor was he a priest. He earned his living as a shepherd. So whether, you know, he was a hired hand or owned his own flocks, he probably was able to see poverty up close. I want you to know that these prophets are real people, that these are not just fables and not just stories that were made up. Amos is a real person, and he probably grew up close to the poor. And that's why Amos is fed up. Because he saw that the nations were ignoring the poor. He wanted the people to know that God's patience was about to come to an end. "I will send a fire on Judah, and it shall devour the strongholds of Jerusalem. I will punish Israel for its transgressions." The issue you see here is justice. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. We're talking about the prophet Amos, a prophet I call a prophet of social justice. And his prophecy is that nations will pay for injustice. Justice is founded in the very being of God. It's a core value of God. God always does what is right without partiality. He does it consistently. He does it because he's God. Justice, or another way of calling it justice, is righteousness, is a natural expression of God's holiness. He calls his people to be holy as he is holy. God is a God of justice. And if you're not taking care of the poor, God has a judgment against you. God's judgment was not limited to Old Testament Israel. The prophet Amos pronounced judgment on all the surrounding nations. Every nation is accountable to God. You know, we like to look at the world beyond America as the pagans, but there's only one God, and he's the God of justice for the whole world. I do a great deal of travel internationally, and I'm always looking at what divides us. We are divided by many things: geography, culture, race, religion. But I would argue a great deal of the issues that really divide us come down to a sense of indignation over injustice. People in the world say it's not fair. It's not fair how some parts of the world get this and some parts don't. 20% of the world's population controls 80% of the world's wealth. Half of the world makes less than $2.50 a day. And you need to understand that, because you can then begin to understand some of the anger and bitterness and hatred against the West. And that's what Amos is kind of talking about. The nation of Israel felt that she was in God's good graces because she was living in relative prosperity. And even as bad as things may be in this country, I assure you we are in better shape than most of the world. So the prophet Amos warns the people, "You've rejected my law, you've trampled on the heads of the poor, you've denied justice to the oppressed, and there is a price to pay for your behavior." And what makes God really mad, according to Amos, everybody just continues going to the temple acting like everything is fine. People pretend to be religious. The prosperous are pouring big bucks into their religious rituals. They're, you know, building big churches and having big choirs and all the latest technology. They're thanking God for blessings and welcoming the day of the Lord. But Amos says you bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 years, burn leavened bread as a thank offering and boast about them. But your worship means nothing if there's no justice. And your hypocrisy, according to the prophet, matters to God. When you just go through the motions of worship, it becomes a habit, and that matters to God. And that's why Amos comes down so hard on the people. He calls the rich men robbers. He calls the rich women cows. That's pretty strong conversation Amos is putting out there. But he's saying there's a consequence for disobedience. You will no longer hear the word of God. That's the greatest consequence that he brings up. You are disobedient, so here's what you're gonna see. You're not gonna be able to hear the word of God. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you'd be constantly hit with all the rubbish that you see on television news and there would be no word that offered you hope? You would only hear the constant blare of sirens in the street and there would be no talk of peace. You might want to heal the rift that split your family for generations, but there would be no word for forgiveness. Or if your child is frightened in the middle of the night, and there's no way to make her feel safe because there's no way to express the fortress and shelter of God's love. Where would we be if we had a loss of God's word? What would it mean to have that kind of famine? Now, I'm not talking about the words that preachers often get lost in, words of moral superiority or the finger-pointing of judgment on the fire and brimstone, words of condemnation. No, I am talking about the words of love and healing and grace. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. My grace is sufficient. Those are words that heal us, that transform us, that hold us, that get us past our pain and suffering, that get us past our loneliness and hopelessness. I just want you to remember that this is a prophecy, that if we're not careful, we're not going to have God's words. Oh, I'm appealing to everybody who's listening now. Speak God's word. Encourage people through love. Speak God's word. Talk about justice. Speak God's word. That is life. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will rain if you love.